Come on, Norster Kenius. Did you want to come join our cult?
Wow, that was definitely geeked out.
My lord!
Let's look into our crystal balls.
Our crystal balls?
Our crystal balls.
Boom, wink.
The finished conspiracy.
Some guy was going on and on about Corsi this, Corsi that.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
I was on a postage stamp.
Make it rain salty licorice.
Make our own grapefruit video.
That sounds like my liver trying to escape out my anus.
It's a love affair.
Welcome to episode 165 of Three in the Box, the Underground Wild Podcast. This episode is being recorded Monday, October 1st. This is Aaron. In this episode, we talk about the end of the preseason, beginning of the real season, music, and the Three in the Box Power Play Draft. In the studio with me, as you've heard, is Kenny.
What up?
And across from me is Jive.
Good evening, folks.
So we're on the eve of the season. Hockey is upon us. Real hockey. Not this, minor league stuff that we got going on right now. You know, real hockey.
Real.
For real.
For realsies.
Yes.
That's a throwback.
Yeah. For realsies.
For realsies. Yes.
I like beer.
I like beer too. I'm a keg half full guy kind of guy.
For realsies, though.
There's your topical information for the week here. You know, just listen to the, like, real news, not like sports talk, and you'll hear some things are going on. I don't know.
There's other news out there?
Apparently. I mean,
I thought we were it.
Yeah, I would think we're talking about is the mascot for the Flyers. I think Slashy or whatever his name was. Jerky.
Wickety.
Crusty. Whatever his name was.
Yeah, he, whatever that thing is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Norty could kick his ass.
What's with...
If Norty wasn't, like, raped by that mascot, because that mascot's creepy as hell.
What is with Philly and their weird mascots?
Yeah.
Because look at their baseball mascot. What is that thing?
It's the Fanatic with a PH.
Yes.
And then you've got this thing that just popped up.
Gritty.
Gritty, and then you got their eagle that looks like that might be the most like normal looking mascot that they have.
Gritty looks like the band leader on the Muppets, like on a meth trip.
yes,
was it Dr. Teeth?
Yes,
yeah, he looks like Dr. Teeth on meth, and Dr. Teeth on meth.
What's the 76ers mascot? Do they have one?
Squeaky. The squeaky ball. I don't know.
Franklin the dog.
Like Air Bud?
No, more Clifford style.
Well, it kind of looks like a dog rat thing.
Wow, yeah, he looks like a dog rat.
He looks like a dog rat.
What's up? What is up with Philly's mascots?
I will
give, you know, you got to give some props to the Fanatic because he's like one of the first like team mascots right. In that regard. He's weird and doesn't make any freaking sense, but you got to give him some credit. Gritty, the Flyers mascot, is, yeah.
He's, all right, so are we a Wild Podcast or a Philly's Mascot Podcast?
I don't know. I'm a big fan.
It's a good show. Benton!
I will never get tired of that sample there.
Nope.
All right, let's talk some Wild, I guess.
All right.
So the Wild get one win in their 7 preseason games, one overtime loss, and a bunch of L's.
I will say I was there for the one solitary win.
They handily beat.
And so I think Fenton needs to step up and get me, my wife, and my child tickets, season tickets. That means the Wild will win at least 41 games.
Benton!
Come on. let's see. Hand over the tickets here. Come on. That's a small ask.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
You're the wrong week, quit sniffing glue.
So nobody really stuck out in preseason. Zucker, you know, he got most points with 5.
I don't know if it was that bad, though. I mean, it's if you look at the roster and the points per game, Zucker stands out because he had 5 points in four games. But you had Granlund, he had 4 points, 4 games. Koivu is 3-3. Stahl is 3-3.
Coyle did okay.
Parisi's 3-3. Spurgeon's 3-3. So you had a lot of guys that are at least putting up a point a game.
Point per game, man. We love that.
Yeah. You could say that maybe, because I know the game I was at was 7-0, so I'm sure that inflated some of those stats.
Sure.
Happens during the season as well, though.
It does. You could score, let's say every player on your team scores 100 points in a single game and then doesn't score the rest of the season.
Ooh,
that's
man.
A good-looking stat.
It's a good-looking stat. All your players look like studs.
Except for your...
You've won one game the entire season. Exactly. You lost all of them. So.
And that's because they were playing basketball instead of hockey for one day that they scored 100
Dang,
points
they put the wrong team on the ice.
Right.
So should we be worried about only winning one preseason game?
I don't really think so. When you look at it, it's always like a mix of, some guys that they're, giving a tryout, see what they've got. And, it goes to say with any of these sports, the professional sports, the preseasons are really meaningless. What matters is once you get into the season that your players are all ready to go. And I think that, based on what we've seen so far, in the preseason, we've had enough guys that have been getting looks and some time on the ice and getting loose and, kicking the dust off. And I think that there's no reason to worry about it.
So you're saying it's not going to be indicative on how their season actually goes?
No, I highly doubt that.
Well, and I think you do have to keep in account that Suter only played one game. And we know, even though Suter has faults, he's not a perfect player. He's a defensively sound player. Dubnyk started only 3 games, and he didn't play well in the 3 he played in.
Yeah.
Which doesn't help things. On the flip side, though, you had Stalock and Hammond that played actually all right-ish. Stalock definitely played well. Hammond, So it's really just a tryout. It's hard to take too much, especially on the road games. I mean, home games, losing at home in the preseason, I think you have less of an excuse. Losing on the road during the preseason, you're sending your B squad normally. So losing a few or all of them, as the Wild did, it might happen,
All right. So with the real hockey now starting, 2 games this week before we get into our next show. They start the season off on the road against the Avs, and then on Thursday, and then Saturday they have their home opener against the Golden Knights. So Hall is back early. So the Wild, as alluded to or said earlier, pretty handily beat the Avs here preseason.
Right.
Should we expect a similar, I think this is kind of the answer, but should we expect a similar kind of outcome in Colorado?
Well,
this
no.
Season opener?
No. No, but we can dream, I don't think the Avs are improved enough to really, be too worried about them. Here's hoping, at least, I guess.
And then after that, it's the Western Conference champs, the Golden Knights, for our home opener. Predictions. Their lineup has changed a little bit, too, since last year.
I'm a little worried. I think going into the season, I find it doubtful they'll be able to repeat. However, it's not like they lost a bunch.
No, they did pick up a few.
And they picked up, someone like Pacioretty.
Yep.
Where it's like, okay, they're actually adding to this team somehow.
Mm-hmm.
It's I don't think the Wild added anything really. I mean, depth maybe. They're going to get some additions by having some healthy guys to start the season, but I'm a little concerned actually.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I mean, Vegas, they were kind of handed a team on a silver spoon, really. I mean, they were able to take, you know, a best guy from their, you know, one of the best guys from pretty much every team around the league and toss him on to a team. It's not to say that, you know, chemistry and things will always work out like that.
Right.
But it's not like they've had to scrape and crawl their way.
No.
To getting fielding a good team.
And you did see some major improvement from players from previous years now playing with Vegas. You know, stats jumped. Holla being a prime example.
Well, you got more time, too.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's I think, well, not everyone agreed with getting rid of Holla.
Nope.
So, and I think a lot of people saw what he could do. However, he was never on those lines with Minnesota.
No.
He was never going to be on those lines as long as we had the people we did on the first two lines.
And they're not going anywhere anytime soon.
Yep.
So, as much as I don't like seeing Holla gone, it's better for him.
Oh, certainly, yeah.
So,
no doubt about
that. I can't be too disappointed in that. So, I'm going to go 1-1, I think, on this opening set of games. I don't know how you guys are feeling.
I'm actually thinking that they're going to start out strong again this year. If you're looking at the preseason stuff, yeah, you might get a little bit shaky, but I think that we're going into the season pretty healthy. There's good depth along the charts, you know, for the different positions. So I think that they're actually going to go out there and go 2-0. Unless one happens to go to overtime, then we're going to lose in a shootout. But but I'm going for 2-0.
2-0?
Yeah.
I'm going to split them. And probably a loss in Colorado or a win in Colorado and a loss at home.
You know, if you look back at their seasons, their home opening record is pretty damn solid.
But they rarely face teams
this good right off the bat.
Yeah. For better or for worse.
Although, yeah. You know, the Wild did not lose to Vegas in the regular season last year.
True. This is true. I mean, that's about the one thing you can say.
Yeah.
And it's
early in the season for both teams, so.
At the same point, you know, Dubnyk didn't have a great preseason. Suter has played a single game.
He only got like 21 minutes in there, so he's like 6 minutes under his average.
Right. I mean, he's got time to figure it out, and he's going to be figuring it out in the game.
He's a veteran, though.
He is, but, you know, he hasn't skated with contact much at all
right
over the last 6 months, so yeah. That's going to be a problem. I mean, it's going to take a little more than a single game, I think, to really get your legs back under you. So,
well, speaking of finding stuff... We gotta let's go find a new goal song because apparently the powers that be no longer want Prince. Let's go crazy as a Wild goal song.
Apparently they polled season ticket holders.
Yep.
If they wanted to change the goal song, and apparently it's overwhelming because white people can't clap to Let's Go Crazy. Apparently, you know, clapping on beat is hard. You gotta tell me where to clap and then tell me when to cheer, because I can't.
Well, so speaking of that, they gave two options, and Let's Go Crazy was not even an option to retain it, which is really kind of disappointing if you ask me.
They
should have at least put that up there as a third option, and
it tells you they were already giving up on it.
To get rid of it.
Yeah.
So, Jive, do we have those ready to go?
Yeah, we do.
So the first one is going back to crowd chant, Joe Satriani, that the Wild had before.
They had for the first umpteen years of their
exactly.
existence.
So let's just get a little taste of this.
Yeah.
clapping almost built right into the white people.
I know where to clap. 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 Clap.
All right, I think I heard enough of this. Oh, and it even tells you where to, like, cheer.
Yeah. So basically when the stadium empties by the middle of the season, it'll sound
it's
like a
built in.
It sounds like a cross bill there.
Why not? Huh?
Okay. So I've never heard this next song,
which is Glasshouse
by Kaleo,
which is an Icelandic rock band apparently.
So let's get a little bit of this too. My opinion is that they're really trying to rip off Chelsea Dagger from Chicago.
We just need something where people are going la 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 la.
White people won't be able to sing to that either.
A little too fast.
Yeah.
Got too much groove.
Yep. Too much swing in that groove.
Back in my day, we just said yeah while a guy who was a child molester played his song, and we were happy about it.
Why don't we just do something like We Will Rock You or something, or We Are the Champions? And
that's a little presumptive, isn't it?
No.
So that's the two choices that they're putting out there for season ticket holders. I don't know who picked that second song, because I'm not even familiar with it.
Who's the Icelander that works in the front office?
Yeah, maybe. So first of all, what are your opinions on dropping Let's Go Crazy and not even making that an option to vote on?
I think it's weird that you wouldn't even offer that as an option. The only caveat being you would possibly end up splitting then the vote between Crowd Chant and the Icelandic people. I don't know. I don't like it.
Unless Prince's camp is charging way too much for royalties on it now, which I wouldn't.
But it would probably be ASCAP or BMI.
And, right.
That's all preset, you know. I'm sure the XL Energy Center pays their fees to ASCAP and BMI, and they can play whatever the hell they want as long as it's one of those, you know, artists under that wing.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. And, I mean, I do think that, you know, they pulled it in and they've had it for what, a year and a half or so now? The
couple of years.
Yeah. 2 years for the Prince song.
I think two full seasons and then
the playoffs.
The playoffs.
Yeah.
So I think that they did do him more respect by doing that. I do feel that the, you know, Let's Go Crazy. You know, as far as for getting the crowd going and into it was kind of people couldn't get together on it.
Vikings, you know, are still using it for their touchdown.
Well, and that's fine. It's a touchdown, but there's also big booms and all sorts of other things. I mean, I guess you got a foghorn in hockey, but
right.
Pyro. We need pyro.
Yeah.
I would
melt the ice.
See,
there you go.
I would have rather like something original, like let's do our own brass bonanza, like just do something like totally off the wall that no one else will ever do.
Brass against the machine.
Well, I would bet if I searched Glasshouse by Kaleo, and I'm sure there's some other team, whether it's, you know, NHL or minor league team, some other team somewhere is using this.
Already using it. Yep.
And it's like, we just look like unoriginal schmucks,
mm-hmm.
You know?
It's pretty much
now
it.
Now I'm curious.
So it's like, I'd rather they just do something different rather than whatever the hell this is.
So then just like voting for, say, president, which is the lesser of two evils, you know? Which one do you pick if you have to pick one of those two?
I hate Crowd Chant so much, I will vote against it every single day. I'll pick the Icelandic schmucks over crowd chant.
You're not gonna vote independent. I don't.
Anyways,
I don't like your song.
Gonna where's take my, your where's, yeah, like, where's the write-in vote? Yeah,
you don't get an option.
Why can't I put Mickey Mouse down
in communist wild territory?
Right.
Music votes for you.
Aaron, I'm gonna have to disagree with you. That song just is too close to Chelsea Dagger, and it's gibberish words.
It's Icelandic, dude.
Yeah.
That's culturally insensitive.
Something tells me that the Icelanders would say the same thing about it.
You can't do that!
So, as much as it pains me, I'd rather go back to crowd chant.
Boo.
Jive, man. You're the tiebreaker on this one.
Hi.
Who are you going to piss off, me or Aaron?
Well, we're all losers in this equation. Let's be honest here.
We are.
Absolutely are.
I mean, at least they didn't give an option of, like, Sharts.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
The debacle of overdubbing LMFAO, the Sharks goal song from a few years back. Yeah. It was the Shots song, except it was Sharks, Sharks, Sharks. Wild, 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 wild.
Everybody.
So, you know, they could have done worse.
They could have. Here's my final decision. Between the two.
This guy's doing crowd chant, huh?
Sorry, I have to. I can't get behind the other one just yet.
All right, I heard enough of that.
Yeah. Burn my ears now.
All right.
Because we're going to have to hear it 70 zillion times this year.
We hope to.
Because people are unoriginal and they want to hear the same damn crap they've heard forever because people suck. That's why people listen to Boston still.
Tell us how you really feel.
It's not 19.
Hey, don't stop believing.
That's Journey.
Ugh. Oh, shoot. Same group. Same group, right?
Might as well be. They're all terrible.
Get some rains down in Africa or something.
Okay.
All right, so we got almost...
I'm getting angry over here. Music is making me angry.
We got angry Finn going on.
Yeah.
So we got... we're almost down to cutting all the fat in our wild roster lineup.
If we could cut off Joe Satriani and his fat ass.
That would be great.
So don't play that damn song. Okay. trigger warning here.
I'm about to witness glasses flying across the table here, I think. So Wild's current depth chart, forwards look fairly similar to what we've seen. Zucker, Stahl, Granny, Parisi, Koivu, Nino, Erickson, Eck, Greenway, and Coyle, and then Foligno, Fair, and Matt Hendricks with JT Brown kind of in there.
Out in the wings.
Out in the... Good Lord, man. We got to take that sample bank away from him.
I thought it was a good one.
Defensive pairings, Suter and Dumba, Brodine and Spurgeon, and then I don't know where this is sitting at, but there's we got Sealer, Patterin. Ryan Murphy, Nate Prosser, and Gustav Olofsson.
So basically you have five guys vying for two spots.
Yep.
Essentially.
Yep.
And what, two of them?
I think...
two of them for the bench.
I think Olofsson and Prosser have already been past waivers, I believe, is what I thought I saw.
Okay.
And then goalies, we're sitting at Dubnyk and Stalock currently. So
with the Hamburglar.
The Hamburglar
down in Iowa.
Yep. So, with our current lineup being said, I think we have a draft to do.
Yeah. The three in the box.
Three in the box?
Power play draft.
Power play.
Power play. Power play. Power play. So, to recap, every year, or this is now our third year of doing the power play draft. As three in the box, we draft wild players for our own fantasy team. The rules are, whoever you draft, you're stuck with them, regardless
if
they get
yeah.
traded or
I don't remember. Do we still get points from them from a different team?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, we make nerds.
There's no ads, no drops. You're stuck with them. If they get lost on game two, tough cookies. So
nope.
And if they go to the KHL, you got to track your own stats.
Nope, you don't get them.
Nope.
Oh,
if they go to Iowa, you don't get them.
Only in the NHL.
Only NHL points count. So, last season, someone lost.
Yeah, I think
that would be me.
That'd be Aaron.
I lost last year.
Hockey fans are special.
I think I won the first year, lost last year. Kenny lost the first year, won last year.
Jive's just mediocre.
Jive's even Stevens here.
Hey.
Well, I guess that would mean we're all sitting at, 3 points for a win, 1 point for a loss, and 2 for the middle, so we're all sitting at 4 points.
Yeah, I guess if you're looking at it that way. Funny thing is, I just went to ESPN to try to start the draft, and it goes, we are experiencing technical difficulties.
Oh, of course they are.
Log in and sign up for ESPN. May be impaired during this time.
Impaired.
Oh, I'm in right now. I can add a player.
I think I need to add a beer.
I like beer.
Beer. I like beer.
Do you like beer?
I like beer.
Have you ever been blackout drunk?
Have you ever been blackout drunk?
I was asking you. So are you saying you've been blackout drunk?
I like beer. I like beer.
So we do a serpentine draft. We'll get to it here.
Do we have to do old school style with pen and paper?
Yeah, we'll draft up some character sheets and roll inits.
So here's what our lineup has to consist of. We need 3 forwards, 1 defenseman, and then a utility player that can be a forward or a defenseman.
Yes.
Forwards, it does not matter if it's left wing, right wing, or center.
Correct.
And, yeah.
So we will just go at it. I get first picked. So. I'm going to go with Eric Staal. I think even if he gets traded mid-season because the Wild are stinking, which could happen.
Yeah.
Or they might, even if they're doing well, they might trade him because what is he going to do? He would probably return a lot, and I think he's a solid pick. So I'm going with Staal as first pick.
All right. And that probably brings it up to me then.
It would.
And I'm going to leave it up to... to old lady Zuck.
Good pick.
And we'll take little Jason Zucker.
Kenny, you get 2 picks.
I get 2 picks because it's serpentine. And I'm going to go for the 2 expensive guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Parisian Suter.
Well, it only makes sense that you have to have both.
You got
to
have both, man. It's the way our draft works.
Yeah, the new rule will
new
be...
rules. You got to take them in pairs. Just like the Wild.
Jive.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead because I'm probably going to get shunned out here. I'm going to make sure that I've got some good forward power. I'm going to go ahead and pick up Granny.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, and I was going to go with Granny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised he didn't go with this guy, but so I'm going to take him is Mr. Matt Dumba.
Damn you.
And I get 2 picks. So
I was hoping you would just hate him so much that you didn't take him.
Yeah, no, it's I still will pick him. My next pick will be I'm gonna have to go with Nino as my next pick.
Nice.
I'm a little worried he's not gonna rebound from last year, which was a little bit of a down year.
Yep.
But I'm hopeful, you know.
All right.
And then it's back to you, Jeff.
Yeah, and I obviously gotta add some defense here. We can't go in without any defense. So.
Can't go in without the D.
Yep. So I'm gonna go ahead and spurge. On Jared Spurgeon.
And I'm going to... I think I'm actually going to pick up another D for my utility.
All right.
I think I'm going to go with Brodin.
I saw that one coming.
Yep. And then...
You're going to dominate on Tom on Ice.
And my plus minus should hopefully be pretty well as...
Unless the team stinks.
Or, you know, Suter goes out.
Yeah.
But Time on Ice, you know, it's still a category, and it's worth just as many points as everything else.
Yeah, it is.
And then, let's see here. Let's go with, did one of you guys pick Coyle yet?
Nope.
I think I'll go with Coyle.
Coyle it is. Jive.
All right, I'm going breakout year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Greenway.
That's again, that was gonna be my pick. So
hey,
good pick. We're running out of people, and I feel like my hand is being forced here. But I guess I have to. Mikko Koivu. I guess I'm getting the voo.
So that should take care of the top two lines right now. As far as the Wild's current depth.
As far as the Wild's current depth goes, yes. And then I got to pick up my utility guy, or yeah, basically my utility guy, because I have my whole line. And I think with what's left, I got to go with Eck.
Nice.
Mr. EE.
It's a nice pickup.
Jive.
Wow.
Final pick.
Final pick. What's left?
Not much.
I think we got the fourth line right now.
There's. Yeah, your fourth line. Yep. Yeah. You're in fourth line territory.
I'm going to probably have to go with Foligno. So we'll hope somebody, one of your players gets hurt and Foligno gets some more time on ice. And
hopefully it's not Greenway, right?
Hopefully not. I said one of your guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Eric Fair.
Oh.
Is that fill up my roster?
Is that fair?
The rosters are full.
So last pick goes to me.
Last pick. And then we'll pick a fourth team.
Because we have to have four,
You have to have four teams, and I'll be Teamy McTeamface. Teamy has finished last place every season.
As it should be.
As it should be. I think we've got a rule. If you finish below Teamy, you're jumping in the lake in the middle of the winter. So. Yeah,
going streaking.
Yes.
On the lake.
Luckily for all of us here, individually, we haven't had to do it. Unfortunately for the rest of us,
we haven't had to do it.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So, let's...
Twitter talk?
We gotta pick our Teamy McTeam face.
Oh, we'll worry about that later. Yeah, we'll put that in. Yeah.
All right.
Twitter talk.
Let's get to those questions.
Yeah.
You thought I was going to play that goal song again. So, getting into Twitter talk.
I knew better.
Our first question comes in from Crease and Assist. Three in the box. What is your 2018-2019 season prediction for the Minnesota Wild? How many points will they get, and where will they finish? And let's go with that, and then I'll do the continuation of the question.
I'll start off. How many points will they get, and where they finish? I'm going to say low 90s. I think they're going to scrape into the playoffs, and there'll be another first-round exit.
I'm going to go... I'm thinking 90s also, but I was thinking the opposite spectrum. I was thinking the upper 90s. But I think it's also going to be a tough division, and I think it's going to be not top of the division, but, you know, wild card position.
And I'm actually going to go with the Wild actually hitting the 100 mark again. I think that, you know, things hopefully are going to look up for them as far as having everybody healthy, and we've got some younger guys who have gotten a little bit of experience under their belt now, and, you know, though they're down in the... down a little bit lower in the depth chart at this point, I think that they're going to help out and produce for us. So I'm going to predict them to go 100, and I'm going to predict them to go at least past the first round of the playoffs.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess we didn't mention anything about playoffs, but...
Oh, yeah. He had a first round exit.
Yeah, I did.
Do you want to give us your thoughts?
No.
I picked the wrong week. Question from Blue.
You want to give us your thoughts?
Yeah. The question continues. Will the three in the box power play fantasy league return?
I think that's asked and answered.
I think we've got our answer.
Yeah.
And he said that, you know, this comes from the horse's mouth, from Crease and Assist. Teamy McTeamface should be the favorite.
So I think that's a gauntlet is thrown. We need to draft Teamy McTeamface now.
I think to make things interesting next year, we draft Teamy McTeamface first, and then we have to pick up everybody else.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's brutal. Okay, next year.
Next year. Or we could do, you know, three in the box power play league part two.
So, Teamy McTeamface, you know, Teamy gets the leftovers. So, I'm going to pick first, JT Brown. That makes sense to me.
Matt Hendricks.
Hey, it's not your turn.
Sorry.
I'm going ahead. Somebody who's going to go ahead and have a breakout season here. You already showed us some good stuff last year. Nick Seeler.
All right. And I'm guessing you're going with Hendricks.
Matt Hendricks.
I'm going to go with Prosser.
So that's D, so we need...
utility.
Have two D, so that would be your one D and your utility. So we need forwards.
We're out of forwards. Is there someone in Iowa that we can pick up? There's got to be. Kloos.
Kloos? Is Kloos still there?
Is he? I think he is, isn't he?
Let's see here. Who do we... we got Sam Annis.
Oh, that's a good one.
Kloos is still there. That's a lot of centers. Kyle Rau is another center.
This is like all gophers.
Kunin?
It is.
Kunin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
So there's some options.
Sokolov. Matt Reed.
Yeah, Reed. Yeah.
We could throw. I think we should throw Matt Reed in there.
Done.
Is that our team?
That's our team.
What's the teamy?
You have JT Brown, Seeler, Hendricks, Prosser, and Reed. That's a pretty brutal team.
Yeah.
Good luck, teamy.
Oh, poor teamy.
It was good knowing you. Just imagine, though, if Teamy picks first, those are the guys we're picking with our last pick.
Screw that, man.
or we just throw Teamy in there in the Serpentine round with us.
Or we get Teamy rando picks from the rest of the league.
Ooh, so it's Teamy versus the Wild.
Or other picks of our division.
We can talk about this.
We can do something a little crazy.
We will take your suggestions on how we can handle Teamy so it's not a blowout team for next season.
Yeah. Hockey fans are special.
All right. So from T-Hane 88, seems as though the entire Central Division got better while the Minnesota Wild got older.
Yep.
What's a realistic goal for the squad for the Central? I think we kind of discussed that with Felska's question.
I will couch what I said earlier of them squeaking into the playoffs. I think that's the best case scenario. I'm more concerned that they're not going to make the playoffs because the Wild are an injury away from
not having
that.
Yeah.
Because you're counting on guys that haven't produced to produce. Coyle's going to produce above what he has. You have to hope that Zucker's year last year wasn't a mirage. You have to hope Granny keeps up what he's been doing. So there's a lot of hoping.
Dumba plays to his pay.
Right. There's a lot of hoping, and I'm not too convinced that
this is Minnesota, baby. We got nothing but hope.
And then the despair when they get knocked out.
Hope and despair. They go together, don't they?
They do. Yeah. It's kind of like a sliding scale. At the beginning of the season, it's you're way up here, and then by the end of the season, you're just like, "Yep, welcome to Minnesota."
I think the one saving grace is that the Central, I think, is a little on the weak side.
It's not as tough as what it was,
right? And the Pacific is brutal. Yeah, San Jose got way better. Vegas has got, I think, at least tread water, if not better.
I'm treading water when you're the Western Conference champs is not a bad place to be.
Not a bad place to be. So, I think that's the only saving grace of the Wild is the division isn't the Pacific.
It's not. It's not. It's not as bad of a division of death as we've seen.
Right. The rest of the division has gotten older. Yep. You know, Dallas doesn't have their goalie situation figured out. Chicago's got goalie problems as well. St. Louis is, so I think
Colorado's not there.
Winnipeg is good.
Winnipeg's going to be our toughest, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
Next question from @CreasonAssist. There are indications Joe Mauer may retire at the end of the season. Mauer is like Minnesota Wild team captain Mikko Koivu. He's both loved and loathed. Any chance Koivu and his lame Care Bear stare decides to retire as the current 2-year contract expires?
Mauer did retire.
No, he didn't.
He did not retire?
He hasn't officially.
Nope. Okay, because he played the last inning as a catcher.
Yeah, he played it as if he was retiring, which is weird. If he wants to come back next year,
right?
You're like, it'll be like,
maybe that's the surprise. He's gonna come back as a catcher next year.
It'll be like Kiss's final reunion tour.
Exactly. You read my mind because I was going exactly there. Koivu, will he retire after his contract? Kenny,
no.
Jive, what are you thinking?
Nope.
Nope.
So for those of you that can't see, anytime Jive doesn't say anything and a sample comes up, that's Jive talking as a sample.
Jive talking.
I don't think he's retiring. I'm a little worried that he won't retire and the Wild will re-sign him just because it's like a feel-good thing to keep him around.
Minnesota nice, right?
Right. Yeah. Because Koivu is just not worth what we're paying him, so I don't think he retires.
He'll stick around for cheap and play on the third line,
or maybe he'll stick around and we'll overpay and we'll be saddled with another long-term contract for an aging veteran. On that note,
yeah. Next question comes in from T-Hane 88. What's your take on the Minnesota Wild brass and employing the our guys just won't stink for the fourth playoff year in a row strategy? Considering there's nothing that was done basically to the roster.
I'm not a big fan of, we're just going to develop and grow naturally. I mean, you want to and you hope to, but the Wild are missing. I mean, last year was a little different because we were missing Suter.
And then Parisi.
So that obviously hurt last year. That being said, I think the Wild are still a player away, because they don't have like a game changer, really. A guy who's just going to break the game open. Zucker could be that guy, but I don't know that he's got the right support around him. And I think teams... The one problem with the Wild is they can get game planned. So you can grind them down. And that really makes them kind of one-dimensional in that regard. So I'm not a big fan of just staying pat. Maybe some of these depth guys will help bolster that and be able to help lessen the grinding portion. But I'm not convinced on that.
And yeah, I have to agree. I'm not real, enthused about the approach, but at the same time, I think I kind of, understand that it's going to be a sleeper of a season for some of these. You're falling
asleep. Oh man! No. So. How many more weeks of this do we have?
But I mean. How much movement can you make when you don't have a lot of like cap space or anything like that to work with? You spend what you can just to make sure you bring back some of the guys that you know are going to be, of value to your team. And you don't really have money to go out there on the market and get that big splash player,
Okay.
All right.
Next question from Crease and Assist. Three in the box. Is the Philadelphia Flyers' new mascot Gritty the creepiest mascot in U.S. professional sports? I think we kind of covered that at the top of the show inadvertently.
It shows you I don't read the Twitter questions ahead in advance. This really underlines it.
So. And again, the follow-up to that, how would you describe Gritty to a person who has never seen it before? I think, Aaron, you covered that one, too, as Dr. Teeth on meth?
Yeah, on meth, which is really funny, actually.
Are you sure? What else does it say?
A creepy New Zealander, perhaps, eh? I think that was kind of...
Shots fired.
Shots fired. He did use hashtag shots fired, and yeah.
Well, I've already laid out Dr. Teeth on meth.
I kind of like... what were we watching previous to this?
John Oliver.
John Oliver, and he described it as the fry guy and Grimace from McDonald's having an
offspring,
yeah.
Which I think I have to kind of agree with.
Yeah. But what if
the offspring would be Dr. Teeth on meth?
I think, though, that what was his name? I said Ryan White. Who was with the Wild a couple years back, right?
Not the kid who died of AIDS in
no,
the 80s.
No.
That's the one that made the HBO show on, right?
Right.
The kid with the long orange hair.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know where he's at now or what he's doing, but I think now we figured...
I think he's Gritty.
I think now we figured
he's
it
gritty.
Out. He hasn't shaved since, and there he is.
I mean, Gritty was kind of falling all over the ice.
He was.
All right.
I suppose it's my question, huh?
Yep.
All right, next question from at Crease and Assist. I know we've discussed Bobby Orr pinball before. What current NHLer should be the subject of a new hockey-themed pinball machine? Patrick Kane, perhaps, where he throws his quarters back at you and you reach a certain score? Which is funny, because there's actually a game...
I think Felska kind of answered his own question.
That's a great one. But there's a game, a pinball machine from like the late 90s called Safe Cracker. And one of its special things was it would shoot a token at you, and it would shoot out of the back glass of the pinball machine down the glass at you as part of the game.
Really?
So that you could basically take that machine and retheme it as Patrick Kane and have it shoot dimes at you.
What do you have to do for that? I never got that machine to do that.
I think you have to get a really good score, and you're not that good.
So. Yeah, that's probably it.
Wow, how do you really feel?
Well, let's just put it this way. I've gotten that a couple times, but the machines don't get stocked with the tokens that they put into it.
Oh, sure.
Because they probably haven't made those tokens since 1998, so...
If you're lucky.
Yeah, so it was just a clicking sound of no
click,
tokens.
Click, 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 click.
Yeah.
So who are you going to theme your machine after?
Player I would theme it after. Probably Ovechkin. I think that's an easy one.
Yeah. You know damn well, though, that if it's NHL branded, it's going to be Crosby.
Or Brent Burns would be a good one, too. You could get really weird with it. Ooh. You know, you have a mode where you go into, like, meet Brent's pets. And it's like you're going to a zoo.
And then there's shark mode.
Shark mode, yeah.
New tattoo
that's
on the way.
That's video mode.
Video mode.
Shark mode.
Yep. New tattoo on the way.
Yeah. You just have to hit the stand up targets to spell out tattoo.
Yeah. Oh, extra there ball you go.
Or like that. See? Mm. We got this. Stern, contact us. We got some ideas.
Actually, you know what? As far as a character, I think Burns would probably be the best fitting for a pinball machine.
Yeah. Our stand-up target is spelled beard.
There you go. Right.
Mm.
Beard mode.
Beard mode.
Beard mode.
Multi-beard.
Multi-beard. Oh.
Multi-beard.
That was a multi-ball joke for all you non-pinball playing people. Yeah, that deserved it. It was... Okay.
All right.
Next question.
Next one. We kind of got a twofer out of a couple people here. T. Hain, 88, and Crease and Assist. Crease and Assist asks, on Sunday, Devin Dubnyk was given a maintenance day to rest, even though the 2018-2019 season hasn't even started yet. And he asks, should the Minnesota Wild fans be concerned on... Or is that a non-story? And then just to follow up with that, T-Hane88 also says, you know, even if all the...
I fixed it. You got to read the right one.
Oh, there we go. Thank you. What, if anything, can be read into the fact that the team's number one goalie needs off days and the season hasn't even started?
I'm not going to read too much into that.
No, I don't think it's anything major, if anything at all.
It's weird to get a maintenance day, especially...
They could have called it maintenance. It could have been personal home life stuff.
Is that like a euphemism for something else?
It's PTO, man.
Is that like is that like a drinking game? I'm getting a maintenance day.
Yeah. He was hungover. Maybe he was boofing.
Well, sometimes you gotta boof when you're doing the Devil's Triangle, so maybe he's just a big fan of Boof Bonzer.
he pulled his shoulder Eiffel towering or something.
All right,
next question, Kenny.
Oh boy, how do we follow up with that? From T-Hane 88, even if we see all kinds of production, is there any chance Joel Eriksson Ek moves into the C2 slot, or is that simply Koivu's regardless?
I think Koivu would have to get hit by a train to lose that spot. It's just not happening.
Yeah, I think you're right. Either Koivu's got to be injured, or he's got to be really, really screwing up. And I mean,
yeah, it's not time yet. That's what I'll say. It's not time yet.
Yeah. All right. Next question from Tom Hane at T-Hane88. How long into the season before we start hearing that Coyle needs to shoot more narrative? I'm going to say Coyle needs to park his ass in front of the net more narrative. I don't care about him shooting. I care about him using his size because we don't have enough of those kind of guys that can even do that physically. He can physically do that. He needs to do something more than play the perimeter like he has been for the last...
I completely agree with that. Like, because we do need somebody with size that can do that, and he is one of the guys that should be able to do that, and he should be doing that. And he'd start getting a lot of garbage goals out of it, too.
Yeah.
You know,
but he plays like he's Mikael Granlund, and he's not Mikael Granlund.
No.
You know, he's Charlie Coyle.
And I know you guys say that, but there's also the point, though, too, that, I mean, and I wouldn't even stick it to just Coyle. Sometimes we just try to get too cute with the puck. You know,
yeah, that's true.
Sometimes what you got to do is just put it on net low. You know, that's where you're going to get rebounds that pop out of there and things for others to come in and clean that stuff up.
Well, and Coy would be great at cleaning up some of that because he's got the size to do that.
Yeah. All right. Next question comes in from T-Hane88. Will the team report? Will the team regret not moving Stahl a year ago? And can we expect a 3-year extension for him that will kick in when he is 36?
Well, if we regret not moving him a year ago, that means he's having a bad year. He's not getting an extension. If we don't regret it, that means he's having a good year and an extension could happen. I want him to do well, and I want him to be able to be tradable, because then we can get something in return to restock our pantry.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think the season is going to be great. However, it's going to be probably mediocre enough where we're not going to move him, and whether an extension happens or not, I think that's a different question. But you know, we'll probably. If an extension does come, we definitely will regret it because we're going to be paying for a guy who's north of 35,
yeah.
And that's not going to be good.
And I think, though, too, we'll also have to see what some of the younger talent, like Eriksson Ek or Greenway,
how they're even Cunning, you know?
Yeah, how they're coming along later in the season here. I mean, you know, if we start to see promising things out of them, you know, why not? You know,
put them up as trade bait.
Either put them up as trade bait, or yeah, we're not worried about re-signing him, right?
Right. So
that's it.
I think
that's
it.
Yeah, we made it.
That's Twitter talk. End of the show. Kenny, where can people find you?
Find me at Nostrakenius on Twitter and Instagram.
How about you, Jive?
Yeah, you can find me. I'm also on Twitter. I'm at Jive Midnight.
As for myself, you can find me on Twitter at Angry Finn. I'm on Instagram as @TheAngryFinn because some asshole has that one already.
I don't think they have anything on that account
they
either.
They don't. Bastard.
Maybe I should find those Russians that hacked my account and have them hack it for you.
Yeah, let's have a meeting in a hotel in New York. We're talking about adoptions here. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. You can follow us on Twitter at @ThreeInTheBox. If you got questions, send us those tweets. #ThreeITB. We'll probably read them on the show, and we swear we won't talk about politics ever again.
We might allude to.
You can listen to our podcast on our website, threeinthebox.com, or through your favorite podcast player. That's it for this week's episode. See ya.
Come on.